crushed beneath the color wheel. How did we come to live in color toxic hell, where flamingo pink and lime green are slapped together at headache-inducing will? At times, I long for the days when burnt wood offerings, earth and marble dust, filled our palate. Soon, pestle and mortar ground minerals defined our pigments. Lead, mercury, arsenic, poisonous colors of white, vermilion, emerald. Master painters sought to immortalize their art in permanent pigments, which resist the scourge of sunlight, yet in so doing suffered the chemical insanity of the Mad Hatter. Do we glorify their sufferings, ascribe it to the muse, or simple poisoning? Tusks of elephants burned in iron pots produced a permanent ivory black. India's sacred cow was fed a diet of mango leaves with no water to yield pure yellow urine mixed with dirt for a warm glazing yellow. Beasts of burden have given way to technology. Printing presses churn, filling our mailboxes, lakes and oceans with ink sludge from barium-based Red Lake, copper thalocyanine blue, and copper thalocyanine green, pigment-polluting toxic wastes. Fluorescent green, yellow, and orange are hard on the eyes, contain chromium, or bedazzled with metallics of zinc and aluminum, all hard on life. Perhaps we can stem the paper tide with TV screens and computer monitors. Faster, bigger, cheaper, new and improved, technological evolution leads to extinction. Buried in the leaching landfill graveyard, each CRT has 4 to 8 pounds of lead. The cost of color is rising, more than a reflection of light. Insulated from our colored refuse, we are morally and color blind. Thank you.